Given all that's happened in Wisconsin politics over the past 4 years, it's easy to forget that there was a time when Scott Walker talked about his brown bag promise on a near daily basis. He featured it in his TV ads.
Hi, I'm Scott Walker. I pack a brown bag lunch so I can afford to pay for other things, like Wisconsin's high taxes.
He talked about it in his stump speech, including at the 2010 state Republican convention.
It's based on three simple principles. First, my grandmother would love this. Don't spend more money than you have. Secondly, smaller government is better government. And third, most importantly, people create jobs, not the government.
4 years later, on a sunny Saturday at the Dane County Farmers Market, the brown bag promise is far from people's minds.
The brown bag. No, can't say as I remember.
I don't remember that term. No, the brown bag promise. I don't recall that. No.
The brown bag promise. No, it doesn't. Sorry.
Vaguely.
That was Kurt Stelflew, Jeff Bybee, Carl Harder, and Jen Engel. And while they had mixed reactions to Walker's promise once they heard it, they did agree on one thing. It's a bit vague, and pieces of it are hard to pin down. But you can measure the first part of the promise. Don't spend more than you have. Walker lived up to that in his first budget, says Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
You'd have to say so. I mean, though that first budget was very austere, I don't think anybody who lived through that period would say it wasn't a pretty tough time.
Simply put, Walker's first two-year budget cut state government's general fund until what it spent was less than what it had. But Berry says Walker's second budget is headed in a different direction, starting with next fiscal year.
We're going to spend, it looks like, more than we're going to bring in revenue. And the reason simply is we have some big tax cuts.
The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects that in year two of this budget, the state will spend $559 million more than it takes in. And that's just the general fund. To really dig into this promise, you have to look at the transportation budget. Road construction continues throughout Wisconsin this summer, even though state government faces some serious issues when it comes to paying for it. The state borrows to pay for construction projects, sort of like most people use mortgages to pay for houses. The trouble in Wisconsin is that borrowing keeps going up, with no end in sight. John Peacock directs the budget project at the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
At a time when the economy was doing well and coming out of a recession, that's the perfect time to reduce the amount of bonding, but instead we've increased it.
It's not that people don't know how to fix this, but Walker has shot down proposals to raise taxes or fees to pay for roads. At the same time, his budgets are spending more. Walker did not create this problem, but he is making it worse. The Fiscal Bureau says total state indebtedness is projected to grow by more than $1 billion under the governor's watch. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.